And good afternoon. Welcome in. I'm Ian Grant, and coming up over this next hour, we are going to be talking about Diamond. Everything you probably know, as I've said before, about storage probably came from Storage Wars until the last couple of shows that we've done here, and hopefully we've enlightened you to a much, much better option. Joining me this hour, my special guest, Steve Crichton. He is Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies. Steve, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Hi, Ian. Great to be with you.
It is great to have you back, sir. I've got such a great announcement I want to get right to, but just to start things off, tell us about the Diamond Group. In Ottawa, we talked about the last show, it's a word unto itself. I'm going to get a diamond. Checking up on some of the recent media coverage that you've had in the GTA, it's starting to catch on here as well. Tell us about Diamond.
Well, Ian, Diamond is a Canadian company, and we've developed what we think is a very exciting storage model that is frankly unlike anything people have ever seen before. And I think most of your listeners are probably very familiar with the traditional self-storage facilities, you know, the single-story buildings, the orange garage doors, the chain link fence, usually located in hard-to-get areas, industrial parks and rural areas and things like that. And, you know, we wanted to change that whole notion of storage. We wanted you to be confident that you, when you put your stuff in storage, it'll be totally protected. So with our humidity, climate control, and security, and all the things we'll talk about later, we've really changed the way people think about storage, and we changed the entire paradigm of the business. You know, before, people were always worried about mice running over their stuff, you know, mildew, mold, dust, all these sorts of things. Well, Diamond's facilities are clean, they're bright, they're secure, and frankly, your stuff is better off with us in storage than it would be at your home or place of business. So, you know, we launched the model in Ottawa. We have 9 facilities up and running. They're 100% occupied. People tell us all the time, you know, they couldn't believe that a place like Diamond even exists. So we're now here in the GTA. We've opened up one store in Brampton. And we've opened up another store in Etobicoke, right across from IKEA on the Queensway. And we have another store that's about to open in Oshawa in early 2021. So really, Ian, in a nutshell, you know, we've taken what was really a low-quality storage alternative, and we've really turned it into something that you can be absolutely confident with if you've got excess stuff and you need to declutter.
And something you touched on there that really impressed me when I went to visit the facilities was because of the attention that you pay to climate control, because of the intense attention you guys pay to the humidity in the buildings. An awful lot of times, furniture, whatever it is, can leave your facilities in a better shape than it went in there.
Well, they sure can, Ian, and people have told us before, you know, that they've moved in mattresses or cushions that maybe have a bit of a pet odor or other odor. And, you know, after they've been in our environment for a few weeks, that odor magically disappears. You know, you may have a chest of drawers that don't open up and close very easily. Again, in the environment that our Diamond self-storage facilities provide, again, after just a couple of weeks, those drawers will magically function as they were designed to.
We talked in the past couple of shows about how Diamond likes to give back to the communities. And boy, have you guys ever gone over and above that. I was just floored. Heard you guys making an announcement a couple of weeks ago about Diamond self-storage making 1 million face masks available to charitable organizations and communities across the GTA. As a matter of fact, the first thing I asked you when we connected before the show was, so is that 1 million across Ontario or just the GTA? And you said, no, it's the GTA.
Yeah, it sure is. We have 1 million masks that we are donating to the GTA, and we've already donated over 200,000 masks in the city of Ottawa. And, you know, it's part of our whole philanthropic approach, Ian, which we have talked about in the past. Our owners, Glenn Luckman and Brent Wilson, are very, very committed to giving back to the communities that have made us successful. And with the pandemic upon us and the increasingly more serious numbers that are resulting, especially in the last number of weeks, you know, we felt the time was right to do something that we could to help charitable organizations and community groups within the GTA and within the city of Ottawa to help combat the spread of the virus. And, you know, just to make sure people understand, the masks that we're giving away free to charitable organizations and community groups are not cloth masks. They're not surgical masks. They are made to exacting standards. They're commercial grade face masks that are individually packaged to ensure that they're sanitized. They have a 5-layer construction designed, Ian, to filter 95% of particles. to help reduce the exposure to airborne contaminants, including the coronavirus. So these masks have a much better seal on the wearer's face than the cotton masks or typical surgical masks. And therefore, you know, they're designed to ensure that individuals are protected from others and that others are protected from them and that there's no leakage around the side of the masks. So, you know, our sense was charitable groups and community organizations who were out there helping the most vulnerable in our society and exposing themselves, we needed to help their clients, we needed to help their staff and do what we could do to rid ourselves of this awful pandemic.
If a community group or any group that would like to get these masks, how would they contact you to find out more?
The best thing to do, Ian, is just go to our website, diamond.ca. So that's DYMON.ca. Go to the link that's there. Somebody will get right back to you. And if you're an organization that needs masks, we can get them to you within 24 hours. And don't be shy. You know, let us know exactly how many you need. I mean, we get the odd call. Somebody will say, oh, could we have 100? And we'll say, well, yes, you could have 100. But if you really need 1,000 to get you through the next 6 months, because this isn't, as we all know, Ian, it's not a, you know, 1 or 2 week issue we have with the coronavirus. So, you know, call us, let us know what you want, and we will deliver them directly to you. You don't even have to worry about picking them up.
And especially here in the GTA, I mean, it's such a roller coaster of numbers. There are so many people. It's funny, I also do an employment law show on the station, and the biggest fear we hear is from employees who are concerned about their workplace, concerned that they're not getting the right masks, they're not wearing their masks properly. So I was watching one of the reports, Glenn Lockman, your CEO, as you kind of mentioned, these are exceptionally high quality masks. These are not your average dollar store paper or fiber. These are commercial grade masks, as you said.
Yeah, they're commercial grade, but Glenn is absolutely right. I mean, these again are really, really good quality. And Glenn Luckman and Brent Wilson are our owners, Ian. They're very, very concerned, like we all are, about the coronavirus. And they wanted to make sure that the contribution that we made was going to be effective. And so that's why we had this mask designed and imported, and we've been selling them as well. They are available on our website for sale. But they wanted to make sure, again, that community groups and charitable organizations who most need it and are serving the most vulnerable in our society would be benefit. We just gave one of many donations in the last couple of weeks to Second Harvest, which you know, is able to reposition food in the economy that's been unused. And again, we're able to help their volunteers do their job and feel more protected.
You could not have made it more simple. Basically, charity, community group just needs to go to your website, dymondiamond.ca. Big yellow box with blue writing there, charitable request form. Click the button, fill in the form, and Diamond will follow up. It's such an incredible thing for Diamond to do. And the timing, as I said before, is unbelievable because everyone is just so worried about COVID, about the person next to them breathing. It has to create a huge sense of relief when you drop off your 100 or 1,000 masks for these people and they know that they're covered and they're covered professionally.
Well, absolutely, Ian. And I've worn one now for months and months. And when I, you know, go out in a controlled way and I still maintain physical distancing, I'm very confident that I'm well protected and people are protected from me. When I look at other people around me, not so much.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. We're talking about Diamond this hour. I have so much to talk about, but there's a couple of things that we kind of touched on in the last shows that are now, they're now there. They're real. They're live and in stereo. One is the Diamond Wine Cellar, and the other is Diamond Work Refined. So I got about a minute before we break, so why don't we get into those two? Diamond Wine Cellar, I was lucky enough to get a tour as it was all coming together. This was class from step one, and I knew it was going to be something special. And the Diamond Wine Cellar is now reality.
Well, and Ian, we have to get you over because I think you will absolutely agree that it's an unparalleled wine cellaring experience for the most discerning, and maybe not so much discerning, wine collectors. You know, we've created a whole private members club for wine collectors and enthusiasts. It's very, very upscale. Again, great security. You know, all the wine is maintained at 65% humidity and 55% Fahrenheit temperatures. Everything is well taken care of. But there's a lounge as part of it. There's sommelier. tasting rooms. We have a full-time sommelier on staff as well. But the whole experience is a members club, a lounge type experience where storage is really only the beginning of the whole Diamond Wine Cellar experience.
Take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about more. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant and we are talking about Diamond this hour. Diamond offering you more than just a place to store your belongings. They offer a suite of services tailored to make your storage experience not just good, but great. And hopefully over the course of this hour, we're going to cover off an awful lot of them. To find out more, visit their website, diamond.ca, D-Y-M-O-N.ca. I'm going to get into it later, but really, you have to see these facilities to believe them. We'll go through the addresses for that. But for now, you can find out all about them, D-Y-M-O-N.ca. And remember, if your charitable organization wants to sign up, you need some masks, go to diamond.ca, fill in the form. Ask the Expert continues here on News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. You know, unsurpassed amenities, a free truck and driver move-in, spotless and secure, climate-controlled facilities, easily accessible 24/7 via an exclusive smartphone keyless entry system. What am I talking about? Well, if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you know I'm talking about Diamond, D-Y-M-O-N. And you can visit their website, dymon.ca, to find out more. Today, my special guest, Steve Crichton, Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies. We were just talking about the Diamond Wine Cellar. This was a hard one for me to get my head around until I actually saw it, because the idea of taking the storage model and turning it over to wine, that's something I've never heard before. It's certainly something I've never seen before. The class, the organization, the layout is, it's breathtaking. Steve, can you tell us the concept behind the Diamond Wine Cellar? Who would use it? How does it work for them?
Sure, Ian. Well, again, the storage aspect of the wine cellar is really just the beginning. We wanted to create a meeting place that also served as a wine storage area for wine enthusiasts and wine collectors. So we created a lounge environment with wine tasting rooms, a large meeting room. I mentioned before the break, we have a full-time sommelier on staff. We wanted to create a pure wine environment. And I have to tell you, and you need to get back to see it because you only saw it under construction. It's a very high-end lounge experience, as nice as any bar restaurant in the entire GTA, frankly. And then in the backdrop is this beautifully enclosed wine cellar with individual units, you know, made of wood and glazing. There are three levels of security that you have to get through to get into the cellar. It's really a breathtaking environment, frankly, and it's almost a bit like a wine museum because of everybody's different wine collections. We've just been open for a couple of weeks. The uptake has been tremendous. Of course, obviously, the COVID environment is getting in the way of a lot of things. So a lot of the grand opening type events and meetings that we were going to have, we've been curtailed. But the wine enthusiasts see the quality of the lounge, the quality of the wine storage. Again, everything maintained at 65% humidity, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Everything is very precise. Again, it's a place to enjoy wine. Individual collectors, corporate collectors could also be there. You can have corporate events. You could have parties of any nature. The vineyards, both in Prince Edward County and in Niagara, have been very interested because, you know, it is a bit of a jaunt for people to get down to wine country to check out the various vineyards, whereas we're going to allow the vineyards to come to our facility on the Queensway right across from IKEA and have wine tasting opportunities as well. So, you know, they can use their mail list to get people to come in and they can test and wines and whatever they like, they can order with some of the representatives that are there. And we will also have different vineyard wines available for people to test as well, to taste. And if they're interested, they can order again online with the vineyard. So we're trying to bring Niagara and Prince Edward County to the GTA to a certain extent, and again, create this wine environment. And I can tell you, Ian, that we have dozens of customers now that have signed up and many have moved in. And it's kind of, you know, one after the other, you know, I go in and I'm really sold with it. I call my friend Ian, who I know is a wine collector as well. I say, you've got to check out this Diamond place. It's incredible. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for us to, you know, compare wines, be together, taste wines, all that sort of thing. And so it's just sort of a, you know, a sequential number of guests that we are bringing in because it's word of mouth that's really selling it for us. So Ian, you got to check it out because I know you were very, very interested and I think you'll be very, very impressed with what you see.
And there's a lot worse places to spend a winter night than sitting in there. It's such a beautiful environment, all the wood, sitting there in the warmth doing a wine tasting event. It's just perfectly designed. There are some places that are built and you can kind of tell when the C-suite got involved because all of a sudden there's corners cut. There's walls that might have been better there, but we got rid of them or whatever. Over and over again, walking from one end of the facilities to the other, it was just so obvious that these are facilities where you guys did not cut corners. It's just so exceptionally well designed. And I just mentioned winter. I can literally leave my house, get into the car in the garage, open the garage door, drive to your facility, drive into your facility, the doors close, I'm doing what I need to do at my self-storage facility, and I'm not going outside in the middle of January or whatever it is. It's incredible. And the thing that hit me was, I said to the guys as I'm looking around, this has got to be, what, a couple of weeks, couple of months old? It's pristine. And they're like, no, it's a year, year and a half. It's so well taken care of. I keep coming back to this. It just bears repeating. This is a facility that really needs to be seen to be believed.
Well, and that's all done very deliberately, Ian, because, you know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is that women are our biggest customers. So we have designed our facilities to be extremely attractive to women. So whether it's the high-end security, whether it's the cleanliness, whether it's the ease of access to our drive-through corridors, whatever it might be, it's all been designed to be safe, secure, clean, bright, and to exceed the expectations of our customer. So you're right, we did not cut any corners. We did this very deliberately because we're trying to inspire you. If you're going to move items that are cluttering up your home or you've got an estate that you're dealing with or whatever, and you want to put the stuff in storage, we need to inspire you. So we wanted to make sure that that quality of design and that quality of service hits you when you're on the website, when you drive into our properties, when you see the landscaping, when you see the architecture, when you get into the drive-through, when you get into the corridors, when you get into the retail, which we haven't even talked about yet. We want to inspire you so that you go, wow, you know, this is even better than my home or place of business. And it's very interesting, Ian, because again, nothing like this exists in the GTA right now. Diamond Self Storage has delivered an entirely rethought, reimagined storage experience. And I can tell you that virtually 100% of the time, if somebody walks in the door and maybe they're doing some competitive shopping and they're checking around, the second they walk in the facility, they're sold. Because it's like really going into the Ritz-Carlton of the self-storage industry. And in Ottawa, we've really become the Kleenex of the storage industry. And everybody now talks about Diamond. They don't talk about storage. They don't talk about self-storage. They talk about, you know, I got to go to my closest Diamond, or I got to check out Diamond, or I got to see what Diamond can do for me. Because we're going to talk more. We've talked a little bit about wine already. But storage really, even though it's a great opportunity for our guests, it's really just the beginning of the services that we offer. So if you're genuinely interested in good quality storage with exceptional guest service, then, you know, check out our newest location in Brampton or in Etobicoke, right across from IKEA on the Queensway, or our new opening store in early 2021 in Oshawa as well.
Personal business storage solutions, so much more, including truck and driver moving services. The Diamond Store, we're going to talk about that. Over 1,500 ways to get your home stylishly organized. Moving, packing supplies, Diamond custom closets, the Diamond wine cellar. The list just keeps going. I'm Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. Today, my special guest, Steve Crichton, Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies. And when we come back, we have a whole lot more to talk about, so stay with us. Visit the Queensway facility if you can, 1460 the Queensway. It's opposite IKEA in Rexdale and in Brampton, 8901 Airport Road. Or find out more, go to the website, dymon.ca, diamond.ca. And welcome back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant. This hour, my special guest, Steve Crichton, Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies, D-Y-M-O-N. We were just talking, Steve, about how in Ottawa, as you said, it's not getting self-storage, it's getting a diamond. Whereas here, you know, people are starting to get used to it. They're starting to understand the value of what diamond brings to the table. I want to touch again on something that we started talking about on the show. show, because I think it is just an incredibly generous thing that Diamond did. It also, for charity community groups looking for protective face masks, you guys have probably allowed them to breathe a huge sigh of relief, because here in the GTA, numbers keep going all over the place. People don't know whether, you know, just how much they need to order and when. We keep having these little toilet paper shortages. Basically, what Diamond has done is, well, the hashtag, if you want to find out about it on Twitter or wherever, Diamond Million Masks, all one word, Diamond Million Masks. Tell us about Diamond Million Masks.
Well, it's a very important initiative, Ian, that we launched. And as I had mentioned earlier, our owners, Glenn Luckman and Brent Wilson, are very, very fixated on giving back to the communities that have made us successful. And certainly with the growing numbers, as you've said, of COVID cases, we felt that circulating commercial grade masks that could protect both clients and employees of charitable organizations or community groups was something we really need to focus on. So our commercial grade masks, they filter 95% of particles. So there's a really high likelihood of protection for you wearing a mask, not just from others, but protecting others from you as well. So excellent quality masks. We can make it very simple. If you're a charitable organization or a community group that needs good quality masks to protect your employees or your clients, go to our website, diamond.ca, D-Y-M-O-N.ca, click on the charitable donation request, and our staff will immediately connect with you, and we will deliver the masks to you. You don't have to worry about it at all. And again, to just underscore the fact that, you know, we're doing this, Ian, to help the communities and particularly the groups that are most vulnerable.
You know, when it comes to giving to charities, there are so many companies that they're very good at talking the talk, but Diamond really does walk the walk. One of the really interesting quotes that your CEO, Glenn Luckman, made: Diamond Self-Storage's donation of certified masks to the GTA is a reflection of our corporate commitment to philanthropy and our pledge to donate 50% of profits and 50% of our value creation to charity over time. This is real. This is really giving back to the community. This isn't just somebody in an office asking for a cue card to say what's written on it. It's very impressive.
No, you're absolutely right, Ian. And it really, charitable giving and philanthropy is really part of our DNA. And, you know, it was one of the principles on which we were founded. And we always state, you know, you said about the 50% of the give back. I feel like I really am working for charity 50% of the time. And all of my colleagues feel the same way. And that's a very interesting perspective to have when you're working. And I don't really know of any other company in Canada that can say that they're contributing 50% of their profits and 50% of their equity generation. And I can tell you, Glenn Luckman and Brent Wilson are very, very committed to this. And this is one of many contributions we've already made as a company, and we will continue to make. And there'll be lots of exciting initiatives down the road of life that we will be involved with. And we're really pleased to be able to do that. And this is not a case of, Ian, you know, what I was going to say was this is not a case of companies that become successful and decide to give away monies, you know, following that success. And there are lots and dozens and hundreds of companies across Canada that do that. But we were actually incorporated and conceived on the notion of being able to create profits and create equity growth and then give that back to society. So it's a very interesting concept.
If you're a member of a charity or a community group that does need protective face masks to safeguard your employees and clients, go to diamond.ca, D-Y-M-O-N.ca. Front page, this big yellow square, charitable request form. It's so simple. Just click there, fill it in. Diamond will get back to you. You don't have to go pick them up. Diamond will make sure that they're dropped off. It couldn't be simpler. 1 million masks here in the GTA area. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. One of the areas, again, in the last couple of shows we've talked about, and I really want to talk about more, is Diamond Work Refined, because it's funny how the world changes. Our first real conversation, COVID had only kind of started kicking in, but now there's so many outfits are pretty much walking away from their office space downtown and saying, you know what, we need office space, we'll find office space. But we've been wasting our time on this real estate for so long now. Diamond Work Refined solves that problem, correct?
It absolutely does, Ian. And one of the things that people are often surprised about, and I think, again, it's the quality of the storage solutions that we provide to people. But 40% of our businesses in, or our customers actually in storage are business customers versus residential customers. So we already had a significant business presence. So again, as part of our evolving service delivery, we launched our Diamond Work Refined concept at our Etobicoke location on the Queensway across from IKEA. And it's a co-working environment for discerning executives or professionals looking for, you know, a more refined and prestigious business address. And, you know, you touched on it a moment ago. The whole COVID difficulty that we've all had, of course, have moved a lot of people away from the downtown core. And people are rethinking the whole sense of commuting downtown and wasting about a lot of time. And being from Ottawa as I am, and I'm in the GTA all the time, you know, it really strikes home to me how much time the average worker in the GTA spends in their car. And so what we're finding with our new location in Etobicoke is people are saying, look, if I live in this area, I can get to my office at Diamond Work Refined in 5 or 10 minutes. And oh, by the way, I have free parking and I don't have to worry about fighting traffic and I don't have to worry about the health risks of being downtown with lots of other people, getting in elevators, all these things that people are worried about. So people are thinking, wow, this Diamond Work Refined collaborative workspace opportunity is really unique. And you know what? I don't have to lock into long-term leases. I can rent by the month. That's all I need to do. Now, some people, of course, are working from home and that's working well for some people, maybe not so well for others, but we're all human and we need that human interaction. So what we're finding with a lot of our new guests as well is that they're still working from home a little bit, but then they have the collaborative workspace with us at Diamond Work Refined where they can work on their own, but they can also have meetings with some of their colleagues and get together and deal, you know, with a few things. So we knew the concept was going to work very well with all the unique aspects that we designed, but COVID has just reinforced again and underscored what a great option this is. And honestly, Ian, you could go from your work, your home environment or your existing office environment and be set up in Diamond Work Refined within just a couple of hours in a totally professional environment with boardrooms, with meeting rooms, with lounge areas, with, you know, all the different support, huge technology support and huge human element support to make you look like you're in the most successful business and work environment possible. The whole thing is well laid out and well set up and it's very, very professional and people are looking at it very, very seriously. Now, the thing with Diamond Work Refined, back to the comment I made at the outset, is that, you know, the concept of collaborative workspace is not new, but usually involve just isolated space. But at Diamond, you can use the office environment of Work Refined, but you also have the storage option. So, you know, you may be a small business person that needs an office space for sure, and maybe needs boardrooms and meeting rooms to operate your business, but you typically need space to store things. And so we have direct access to the storage facility. So you get all of that. And hey, by the way, if you maybe want to entertain any of your guests in the Diamond Wine Cellar Lounge, you can do that as well. So we've brought all this complimentary service together, Ian, and it's really, really refined and very curated. I think people will be very impressed if they check it out.
Find out more, visit their webpage, D-Y-M-O-N, diamond.ca, diamond.ca. Whole lot more ahead as Ask the Expert continues here on News Talk 1010. And welcome back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. I'm Ian Grant, and I am joined this hour by special guest Steve Crichton. He is Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies. Anyone who's just joined us over the last half hour or so, Steve, cards on the table. I've told you this. When I first heard I was doing these shows, I'm like, how can I talk about a storage facility for an hour? A, it has to be seen to be believed, but for people that have not experienced Diamond, which, as you said, in Ottawa, people don't get storage, they get Diamond. But here in the GTA, how would you describe the Diamond concept to someone who, like me, had no clue what it was?
Well, what we've done is we've really created a hospitality environment. I know that sounds kind of strange in self-storage, but before, self-storage was very rudimentary. You know, here's a space. Here's a single-story building with a garage door, you know, buy lock, get insurance coverage, do all these sorts of things, and then just move yourself in and good luck to you. For us, we've developed a storage solution business. So when people need storage, we want them to be confident that their stuff is going to be well taken care of. It's not going to be destroyed by mice and mold and mildew and all these bad things. We want you to be confident. But also, we understand that a lot of people are in a bit of a heightened state when they need storage. So our very well-trained associates will come up with a storage solution that's right for you. And I can't tell you, Ian, how many times people have said, you know, I arrived thinking, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. How am I going to deal with this? And I go to Diamond. I'm professionally greeted by a very well-trained associate. I walk into their beautiful stores. I see all these things that they have to offer. I find the right size of unit that meets my needs. And then I find out as well that, you know, I get a free truck, a free driver, and free movers to move my stuff from my home or place of business into Diamond. And then I don't even need to buy a lock. There's a, you know, Bluetooth-enabled lock system, which I can load on my iPhone. And I walk out and I think, wow, this is great. They even help me, you know, determine how many boxes and bubble wrap and whatever else I might need. And when they move in, those people will often say, as I said a moment ago, wow, I thought this was going to be a terrible experience, but you guys have really changed the whole storage business. And again, as I mentioned earlier, if you have ever used storage, or if you are nervous about putting yourself into self-storage, I can tell you, if you drop by a Diamond facility and you're given the tour and you see what we have to offer, your concerns will totally be eliminated.
I love the drive-in or drive-through concept. And, you know, in the summer, we're talking about hot and humid days or frigid cold days. Now, the last thing you want to do is get out of your vehicle to load or unload your stuff. And with Diamond, Steve, you've made it as easy as driving into your climate-controlled parking area. The doors come down, you're in warmth, especially in the winter. This means your boxes or whatever don't get ruined by slush and snow. And I can imagine that some people, as I said earlier about my treks, they go from their garage to your facility, home again, and they could do it in dress shoes.
They absolutely could. And Ian, you know, people love the drive-through. It's one of the real differentiating factors that we have. But you're right. You just drive in and then you're totally protected. So it doesn't matter whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting or windy, you're totally protected and none of your stuff gets wet or affected as you either put it into your storage unit or take it out. And it's interesting, you know, to point out, Diamond Storage is not all about putting yourself in storage and then forgetting about it. We have people every single day that will come in and get a few things, take a few things out, especially businesses. You know, if they're operating their business, they need to get some inventory. They need to get maybe some dead storage files. They might be looking for extra furniture or whatever it might be, Christmas decorations at this time of year. But people are in and out and in and out. And it's a very simple exercise. And you've seen it, Ian. You can eat off the floors. You know, there's piped in music. There's intercoms throughout. There's, you know, the whole drive-through itself is all animated. It's like a street. You see our command centers, and we've got actually a full-time staff member who works right in the drive-through, helping and assisting. Yes, it's a very, very busy place. Lots going on. But if you ever sit and talk to any of our guests, you know, they're very complimentary about Diamond. It's very interesting because, again, the concept is so new and the experience is so great that we get a lot of business through referrals of existing customers. And the other thing I wanted to point out, Ian, because sometimes people get confused by this, just because it looks like the Four Seasons of storage, it doesn't mean that it comes with a Ritz-Carlton price like the hotel. Because we get economies of scale, because they're big facilities, we're able to pass those savings on to our guests. So in fact, we are not anywhere close to the highest price in the marketplace. In fact, there's many inferior offerings that are priced above us. And again, we are able to take advantage of our economies and pass those savings on to our guests.
One of the other things that you guys did I thought was great was, you know, as opposed to just rows and rows of storage lockers, you said the word streets, and you're right, that's what you did. You gave the rows street names, so if I'm looking for my locker, then it's like finding street directions to get to it. it must make it so much easier than just wandering around looking for C87 or whatever it is.
No, you're absolutely right, Ian. And every street is named, and you know, you can live on a street and you can store on the same street as well. And all of the nomenclature is clearly laid out with odd on one side and even on the other, and letters. And so, yeah, it's very simple to work your way through a diamond self-storage facility.
Steve, one of the things that I'd have to guess is when most listeners think of storage facilities, especially before being introduced to diamond, they just think of rows of garage doors. It's outside, it's dimly lit. In this weather, it's snowy and slushy, it's cold, it's damp. Let's be blunt, it's kind of dingy. Diamond experience, the complete opposite. Indoor, bright. And I'd also like to take a moment to talk about security, because another area where you guys excel and make sure that it's state-of-the-art protection.
Absolutely. And Diamond has extensive security throughout all of its facilities, Ian. You know, we've got hundreds and hundreds of HD cameras installed throughout to monitor activity. We have intercoms so that if you have a question either during the day, you can punch the intercom button and somebody can help you. Our facilities have a 13-hour a day staffing, and then we have our overnight staff as well that can help you. We have a command center, which is very important as well. So in the middle of the night, if you happen to be in or you have an issue, there's always somebody there to help you. They're clean, they're bright. So you really get that sense of security. And we have exterior cameras. We have exterior lighting. So it's very, very secure for your stuff. And security is one of the most important features that our guests are looking for. And you've seen it, Ian. When you get in there, not only do you feel secure while you're in there yourself, but you're pretty convinced that your stuff is going to be well taken care of and be very secure when you're not around.
That security is something that Diamond clients have certainly come to expect. You've also now introduced the Diamond Smart Lock, though. So the days of the old padlock or you know, buying the $3 combination lock on the way in, they're long gone.
Well, exactly. And that's, again, another feature. We're trying to make it so simple for people when they come in. You know, everyone's got their smartphone. So we have a load an app on your smartphone. You just go up in close proximity to your door and it will open, and the door will open automatically as well. And you also can track anybody else who's going into your unit. So if you have a family unit or a business unit where multiple people will be going in, you will know at all times who's been in and out of your unit. We have cameras throughout again, so you will always know who's going in and out of your unit. But yes, the Diamond Smart Door technology is just another way of us to up the ante in terms of good service for self-storage.
We had a family member pass away, and how much I wish I'd known about Diamond at the time, because, you know, I'm not the best organizational person at the best of times. And all of a sudden, the home called us and said, clock's ticking. Are you paying for another month? So we're trying to get the place cleaned up. We're trying to get movers. We're trying to find out where we're going to put all this stuff. Had I known about Diamond, Steve, it would have been a one phone call solution that would have put everything at ease.
Well, you know, Ian, exactly what you've said were all the concerns that we addressed when we put our business model together. You know, you might know you need storage for that reason, but you haven't thought about how I put it all together. So all the things you mentioned, you know, free truck, free driver, free movers offered to you. You know, we determine what size of unit you need. If you need to box up some things or protect some things, we can help you make those purchase decisions as well. And then, you know, dealing with the move-in and dealing with the lock and everything, we're there to help you. We're all about, again, storage solutions and not just renting you storage space.
Just before we wrap up, I want to one last time talk about Diamond Million Masks, because it's just a fantastic thing that you guys are doing for charities, community groups. And you have made it so simple. 1 million protective masks being given out within the GTA, Steve. And all the group or charity needs to do is go to your website and sign up. Just ask.
Absolutely, Ian. And we're so excited about being able to offer free to community organizations and charitable groups, as you said, you know, commercial grade face masks that are not your standard sort of surgical mask or cloth mask. These filter 95% of particles, including the coronavirus. So they're very, very effective. And we're absolutely delighted to be helping the most vulnerable within our society by giving away 1 million of these commercial grade face masks.
Just go to dymon.ca, diamond.ca main page, charitable request form. Just click the yellow box and fill out the form. They just could not have made it easier. I'm out of time, as usual. I got a ton more stuff, but unfortunately, we're up against the clock. Steve, thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Ian, always a pleasure, for sure.
Offering a suite of services tailored to make your storage experience not just good, but great. Diamond offering you more than just a place to store your belongings. Unsurpassed amenities. I hope that's come across over the past hour. A free truck, driver move-in, spotless, secure, climate-controlled facilities, easily accessible 24/7 via their exclusive Diamond smartphone keyless entry system, and a whole lot more. Special thanks to special guest Steve Crichton for joining me this hour, Senior Vice President of the Diamond Group of Companies. And just a reminder, to find out more, go to diamond.ca, D-Y-M-O-N.ca. And as we've been saying over the course of the hour, if you're a charity, community group, needs protective face masks to safeguard your employees and clients, Diamond's giving out 1 million in the GTA. And all you have to do is ask. Click the button on the website front page, D-Y-M-O-N.ca. The charitable request form, fill that out. They will get in touch with you and drop off the masks. You can find out everything about Diamond at diamond.ca. If you can, though, check out their locations. Queensway facility, 1460 the Queensway, opposite IKEA in Rexdale, and in Brampton at 8901 Airport Road. I'm Ian Grant, and this has been Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010.